Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Thought I woke up late this morning because that sun was up super early. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy what 2 days difference will do. Even from Friday, it's just like, wow. And, yeah. And last night it was 8:15, and I'm looking out, and I'm like, it's still bright out.
Yeah.
We're into that weather where being a morning guy kind of sucks, but it's kind of good. It's tough to go to bed, but it's easier to wake up in the morning.
You know? So you know how I said we had our Kentucky Derby correspondent, Kevin Mack?
Yeah, yeah.
Our Regina guy, friend of the
show.
He didn't
say that. He called in.
He was down. You know how I told him to bet on Code of Honor, the horse?
Right.
I bet $10 to win, $10 to place, $10 to show. Uh-huh. Well, the race went on Saturday, as per usual. It was rainy. It was soupy. Yeah, that's
that
what it was. Yeah,
that's how it
sounds? Exactly, yeah. All the pomp and
pageantry. Then they lose, and then it's...
Maximum Security won the race, but he was disqualified for swerving into the path of two other horses.
Yeah.
That's a no-no, apparently.
Tried to glue the other
thought
horses.
Thought to have won the race after a 22-minute delay, disqualified. So, the 65-1 odds horse, A Country House, won it.
Oh, wow.
One of the biggest long shots in the history. Yeah. And our friend Kevin Mack put $2 down on the horse.
Just $2?
And he
Come
won 213
on,
American.
How much?
213 American on a $2 bet.
He's got to throw down more than that.
Michael Ballsy.
Yeah, yeah.
Won. His horse finished second, Code of Honor.
Oh.
Finished second, went from third to second. Got a cool 125
Ooh.
American.
Ooh.
Eh?
You know, 125 American.
Yeah.
That's like $5,000.
No, Canadian. 167 Canadian.
Oh, wow. So
not
what
bad,
are you going to
eh?
Do? What are you going to buy
well,
with that?
Know,
you going to let it ride?
Might take you for lunch or something.
No, let's take her to the Nino. Let her
the
ride,
Nino,
buddy.
Might let her ride.
Throw it out on red.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Should
Go
we?
Red, black, red, black, red, black.
Is that what you do?
Sure, until you lose it all. And then you say, hey, why not throw my mortgage down on this?
Got to get it back, right? And then keep chasing
right.
it. Yeah.
That's how it goes. You don't get your money back unless you keep trying. That's what I've been told, right?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Saturday Night Live. This was a big one this past weekend because Adam Sandler hosted after this is his first time back since he got fired. I didn't know he got fired. Him and Chris Farley got fired at the same time. Who and Chris Rock got fired? Who's the dummy who decided to fire those three guys?
Was Lorne Michaels the guy that ran it?
Yeah, but I mean, that's craziness. They were they're all three of them would be in the top 10 best cast members of all time. Anyway,
top five maybe.
We'll get into that coming up here in a second, but if you missed it, Adam Sandler brought back Opera Man.
Kentucky Derby, very fast though. One in first and one in last though. Winning horses, Magnifioso. Losing horses, Delicioso.
And they also did that tribute to Chris Farley. I don't know if you saw his recent comedy special or not, but he does a tribute to Chris Farley. He sang it at the end
so
of the
I'm
show.
I'm singing about my boy Chris Farley. And if we make enough noise, maybe he'll hear us. Give it up for the great Chris Farley.
Now, I think you and I would put Chris Farley at the top of our list of best cast member of all time.
Yeah.
He's up there.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, Phil Hartman would be close.
Ooh, Phil Hartman's good.
Phil Hartman would be right there
for me. He wasn't in a lot, though.
No, but
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was impactful. I liked him.
There are so many great cast members, and a lot of people will poo-poo the current cast, but the thing I like, there's one thing I like about the new SNL. It definitely goes for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not afraid to try some really risky, unfunny things.
Yeah.
And part of me appreciates that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll watch it and I'll go, this stinks.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, but that's fine because they're trying it.
At least they tried. Yeah.
There are some really, and Kate McKinnon is amazing. Mm-hmm. She's one of the funniest people in SNL history too. So tell us right now, who's the funniest person in Saturday Night Live history from the cast? Who's the funniest one? 936 Wolf and just one. Let's just go with one. So if I'm going one, I'm going Farley. I have to go Chris Farley.
I'd go Chris Farley too.
Right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I said I wasn't a big fan of Kenan Thompson. I don't know what I think every one of his impressions is the same. They are. And Texter says, how can you not be a huge fan of Kenan? Black Jeopardy, Charles Barkley, and so many others. His impressions are spot on.
I like his Charles Barkley.
His Barkley is okay. His Big Poppy is funny. Not accurate. Like, not even
but funny.
A bit funny. Again, he just does the same one over and over again. Mm. Whatever. I mean, listen, the guy's clearly talented. Lorne Michaels isn't going to keep a guy like that around that long if he's not good.
Right.
Right? For, like we were talking about, Sandler and Farley were fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Going along here on Facebook, Michelle Lynn says, Kristen Wiig. Yeah, Kristen Wiig was really good. She was on Saturday's episode too. She was there. What about this one? Joseph Kozatz says, I can't pick just one. I told you to pick just one.
You got to pick one.
But he says, Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, Eddie Murphy, Steve Martin. Steve Martin was never a cast member. Steve Martin was just a host. Like
Eddie Murphy
times.
Was good.
Eddie Murphy was a beauty.
Yeah.
Was it Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood? Was that the bit he did?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or when he was Buckwheat?
Buckwheat.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
The Buckwheat's really good.
Yeah. But I don't, Steve Martin was never an actual cast member. I think he was just a host. So many times that people thought that. Mike Cummings, hands down, Kate McKinnon. That's interesting because not a lot of people would pick a new cast member.
Yeah, she's one of the best talented, of all time. No doubt about
it. She is. She's amazing, man. She is so funny and she can do impressions. You want to talk about impressions?
She can, yeah.
Holy man. And Tom Reitmeier says Phil Hartman too. He agrees with you.
Was Tina Fey on there ever?
Tina Fey, yeah. She was a head writer.
Yeah, she's good.
Oh, awesome.
Phil Hartman's hilarious. I love Phil Hartman.
Al Holmes. How about this one? Ferrell and O'Terry. Like Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry. They, of course. Yeah, when they did the cheerleaders, that was a funny bit.
When you think about it, they've had some great talent roll through there.
Anybody who's funny has been on SNL. You know what I mean?
Like,
you look back and you look at that cast, it was crazy. So that's why David Spade's another one.
Yeah.
How about this one? A guy I've met. Norm MacDonald. He is an underrated SNL cast.
Great desker when he was on there.
Oh, yeah. When he did the update.
Yeah.
And he would just sit there. And again, there's something I appreciate with guys on SNL.
So when we talk about the history of TV, and people that have shaped TV, Lorne Michaels is right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure he is. He's made some questionable decisions, but SNL's lasted this long, and he's Canadian, so hey.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's Monday, so this is when everybody's going to be ruining Game of Thrones for you. But I think it's time that we go back to the beginning. So, spoiler alert, I am about to ruin Game of Thrones Season 1, Episode 1.
This is on you, man.
It came out in 2011, so I think we've got time.
Washing my hands of this.
So a guy comes across a whole bunch of dead people, and then he runs, and then he gets his head cut off for running while some little kid is forced to watch. Then dude finds out his buddy died. Now he has to host like these people from far away who don't bring a thing, like no booze, no hors d'oeuvres or anything like that. Nothing.
Hors d'oeuvres?
That's right. None of that. They bring horses, though.
They do? Okay.
Which they probably eat. Then those people are like, hey, dude, you should come with us. And dude's like, ugh. All right, fine. Then they find wolves. Now, all of a sudden, like Peter Dinklage, his little fella, he's like in an orgy with like multiple women. You're just like, whoa, that's insane, right? And it's
really?
The first, it's kind of the first shot of a sex scene you get. And you're just like, whoa, that is interesting. Then all of a sudden, this like bro and sis are doing Winnipeg things in like this tower. And this kid climbs up and he's like, whoa, wait a minute. Aren't they brother and sister? And he's all like, what's going on here?
Wow.
Then bro pushes this little kid out the window. He falls.
And then he turns and looks at his sister and he's like, hey, the things I do for love. And I'm not talking about like love, like I love lasagna.
You're talking like Winnipeg love?
I'm talking like Winnipeg love. So.
Did the kid die?
I haven't found out yet. That's in episode 2. That's where we find out what goes on there. I'm just on episode 1, man. That's all I got. So anyway.
Do you think that show has a future?
I think it might. But the episode is called Winter is Coming. I'm calling it Winnipeg is, you know.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ask you, what would you do to get one solid year of good sleep? Trenton Spencer says this: I would give up my job for a year. I'll make that sacrifice. Wow. Okay. Kyle says, I would give up my kids for a year of sleep. Well, I think if you gave up your kids, chances are sleep would just come naturally, right?
Well, partly, yeah, for sure.
Although there may be some guilt there.
Yeah, there could be. Yeah, you're like, yeah, where are my kids?
Yeah, let me just be clear that.
Yeah.
I mean, these are not actual options to get a good year of sleep.
No, we're not saying that, but they're just asking people because right. lack of sleep is big in our society.
Big time, man.
Trevor Fried in our Facebook page, I'd stand on one leg and bark like a dog. Well, that's not really much of a sacrifice. Tanya Hauka says she's too tired, can't think. Can't think, meaning she can't do the survey.
Right.
Star Labatt says, how about one night? Then we'll talk about a year. So people are even having trouble getting one night good sleep.
Yeah. Well, it's
when's
tough.
The last time you've, here's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you've gone to bed and slept right till your alarm?
Other than Callie waking me up last night because I was snoring. Yeah. As soon as I went back downstairs, I slept from when I went about 9:30 at night. Until my alarm went off this morning.
I honestly, conservatively, I'd say it's probably been a decade where I've actually...
Really?
Yeah, where I go to sleep and then I don't wake up till... I'm up 2 or 3 times a night.
Well, is that because of your age?
No, it's not because I got to pee. No, it's not because my kidneys are tapping me saying, hey...
But is it partially now?
No, it's
not. Be honest.
No, I just, you know...
You don't have to pee every night?
No, I don't have to pee every night.
Good for you. Good for you.
But I tell you, last couple of nights,
yeah.
He's been awake more than me, if you know what I mean.
Oh, come on.
You're so old.
He's been awake.
Don't say that, please.
Yeah.
You're like giving me visuals.
He's like doing jumping jacks.
No, you're
down
giving
there.
Me visuals.
I'm like, man, it's time for bed. What are you doing?
Kickstand, yeah.
He's
understand.
Ready to go run
That's,
a race.
No, no,
we're
going
to go out and see the world. I'm like, no, we need to sleep.
You're like, calm down.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yes! Their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchesses of Sussex, are overjoyed to announce the birth of their child. Yes! It's a boy!
So Harry had a boy.
Yeah, Harry had a boy.
That's good. Harry'd be a fun dad.
Why? Because he gets naked in Vegas?
He'd be a fun dad naked in Vegas. He'd probably get you to pull his finger when you get old enough. He wouldn't be stuffy like those other guys. Like William and Charles are stuffy. Harry's more
laid back.
Like Harry lets you play rugby and all that stuff. He wouldn't play that stupid polo game.
Right. Polo.
He wouldn't play polo. He wouldn't play that stupid game. He'd play football. He'd want to play American football, hockey.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
You want dating advice from Charles or William or from Harry?
Yeah, Harry probably. Well, listen, he got Meghan Markle.
Exactly. Well, hey, William didn't exactly lose out either.
None of them. Well.
Charles traded down.
Big time.
What was he doing?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
He went with, like, went for personality?
Yeah.
And you're just like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Personality. That's exactly
I'll tell you
it.
What's got personality.
Yeah.
Cheese Whiz.
Kate
and
Middleton
it.
And Meghan Markle personality.
Anyway, so they had a boy.
Oh, good. And, congratulations. Another taxpayer's expense.
And there will be one person in your office that's way too excited about it.
Did they have a pool in the back here for that?
Probably. They have pools for everything.
I know they do.
They got like they're playing dice in the copy room.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chad and Ballsy hearing good things about Godsmack and Volbeat last night.
Yeah, it'd be a loud show for sure.
Yeah, getting some great reviews from you guys. Ryan Link says this: what a rock concert should be. Crowd surfing, sweaty people, rock and rolling, pushing each other around. It was a good night.
That's good.
Yeah, Joshua Weiland, what an amazing concert. Justin Fisher, such a good show. Volbeat and Godsmack both crushed it. Chris House, fantastic show. Listen, they always Godsmack, they know what they do. They don't go out there and reinvent the wheel. They're Godsmack.
What I like about Godsmack is they brought Volbeat on, and that's a pretty comparable band. It's not like it's a merch band, as we like to say.
Yeah, that's
it's an actual band that you probably had half the audience just as excited to see Volbeat as they were Godsmack.
Godsmack was actually kicked off of the Crew Fest 2 tour.
Mm-hmm.
Motley Nikki Sixx kicked them off the tour because, well, I mean, they wouldn't say.
They were too good?
They were a little too good. And they brought it a little too much before Motley Crue came out, so the expectations were high. And I think Motley Crue kind of got burned by that in the first Crue Fest because Buck Cherry was on the bill, and that's when Buck Cherry was at their peak, and they were doing really high-energy shows. So, I mean, I guess I understand.
Van Halen always hired a crappy band, so you'd go buy their merch. That's what
except
they call
for Alice in Chains.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I think Alice in Chains got kicked off.
Got kicked off,
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, you mentioned Kid Rock last week. When Kid Rock was here with Bon Jovi, yeah. I didn't really care about Kid Rock.
Right.
Blew Bon Jovi off the stage.
And dare I say, I think a lot of people will agree with me on this. Back in the Madly in Anger tour, when Metallica played Saskatoon, Godsmack opened for them.
Mm-hmm.
And some may say that Godsmack showed Metallica up that night.
Yeah. All in all, though, that's a good rock show, and we need some more of those kind of rock shows where people are sweaty and bouncing around here in Regina.
That's right. We got to get aggressive with those rock shows. So keep those reviews coming. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thewolf. Rocks, we want to hear about Godsmack and Volbeat last night.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.